Well, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I have Joanne Condy from our Focus Counseling Department with me. Welcome, Joanne.
Hello. Good to be here.
Great to have you back. And you are going to address a listener question on the subject of porn.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and read it for you. This guy says, I've had an up and down battle with porn. I have read a lot of Boundless articles on this about how guilty people feel, etc. But now I'm at the point where I don't really feel anything. I don't feel remorse like I used to. Where do I go from here when I'm not even sure my repentance is heartfelt?
Well, first of all, I would just commend this man for reaching out for help, because that does indicate that there still is part of his conscience that's bothering him. In the scripture, it talks about if we continue to practice in sin, that eventually we can sear our conscience. So I hope he will be encouraged about that fact. The other aspect of this, that he doesn't feel like he used to, is pretty much comes with the territory of pornography. Pornography, like other drugs, is a way to medicate out, so you don't have to feel. And if you practice that long enough, then eventually you really kind of take the edge off of your feelings, and you just get in sort of a doldrum kind of place. And when you're there, then you're not really experiencing reality in life.
So are you saying, Joanne, it's pretty evident then for this guy? I mean, obviously he's become desensitized, maybe because he's continuing in porn?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And that's a phenomenon that happens not only from a spiritual point of view, but also a psychological place. As I said, you numb out your feelings, but also from a physical body medical position. We know that the brain scans show that a person who's using heroin and the person who's using pornography have the same type of brain scans. Mm. So there's actually a neurological change that's occurring, which can account for this.
Okay. So obviously he's concerned. So both spiritually and practically, where does he need to go from here?
Well, I think just having a wake-up call, and hopefully this is it for him, that he's at a place of saying, okay, I am done with this. And it's making a decision that I'm going to turn away and I'm going to start getting help for this. Of course, we know he's going to have the filters on his computer. He's going to have an accountability system. He's going to have buddies and people that he meets with. And he's going to start relating again so he can gain back those God-given emotions.
Hmm. That's good. Yeah, I think it's good to note how, you know, someone could read this and say, well, I don't feel as bad about it anymore, so maybe that means that the problem isn't as bad, when really you're saying it's the opposite.
It's the opposite of it. It is.
It's precisely more of a concern, but he does still recognize it. So really, you know, where to go from here to get back into the Word and to really get some other people speaking into his life who can start kind of bringing that back to, you know, forefront.
And I would say that if it's to the level here that he is describing, he really does need to get with a Christian counselor, someone who really specializes with this, because usually you have to be down the path quite a ways before you get to this place. So I would recommend, besides just reading a book, obviously getting in the Word, obviously humbling himself before the Lord and doing all of those things, he's going to want to have a Christian counselor who can teach him some of those life skills that he's missing, which got him into this condition to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Good thoughts. Well, thank you so much, Joanne, for that. I think that's really
some
practical help. And thank you to the listener as well for being willing to reach out, because you're probably not alone in this. Probably other listeners, this will benefit them as well.
That's for sure.
Okay, well, that is it for this week's show, everyone. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question on a future show. And hopefully you're giving us your feedback along the way, too. It helps us determine how we choose topics, how we choose questions, and how we choose items for discussions and where we go in the future. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.
The Boundless Show is a production of Boundless.org. Focus on the family.